Thank you for joining us today. As Associate Pastor David shares the Word of God, our prayer is that your life will be touched by the Spirit of Almighty God and constant, powerful truths that can be applied to your everyday life. Let's join Associate Pastor David with today's message.
Well, I'm excited to deliver the Word here today. Let's go ahead and jump into today's service. I want to start out by looking at two verses, and I'll have them here on a PowerPoint for you this morning. Matthew 28 and Matthew 25. Matthew 28, 18, we see in Matthew 28, 18 that Jesus gave us the Great Commission. And Jesus came and told his disciples, "I have been given all authority in heaven and earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commandments that I am giving you." And we take this verse that Jesus gave us, and in the church today, what we say, what we interpret in our mind is missions, right? Go throughout the earth and go to other nations and do missionary work. Get people saved. Get people discipled. And that is true. That is what that is a part of what that verse says. And then another verse is Matthew 25, 44. Jesus tells us to feed and clothe the homeless and the poor. Jesus said, then they will reply, "Lord, when did we ever see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick in prison and not help you?" And he will answer, "I tell you the truth, when you refuse to help the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you are refusing to help me." And these are a couple of very popular verses that we get today, our concept of outreach. And these are obviously great things that need to be done, and we need to do these here on the earth, but outreach has been defined as only missions or feeding and clothing the homeless. The problem is this is only about 5% of the people that need to be reached on the earth. Jesus said in Matthew 28, all the nations. Jesus didn't say go to 5%. He said to go to all the nations. And if we only fund missionaries and feed the homeless and the poor, then we have not reached all the nations that Jesus is telling us to reach. And we're doing a great job in the church of reaching 5% of the world. We're doing a poor job of reaching the 95% of the people that are surrounding us. In fact, we're doing such a poor job that, do you know, other countries are now sending missionaries to America. That is a bad sign. That means we are not outreaching like we need to be outreaching. And I've heard people say, well, at Christian Ministries Church, boy, I love that church. I love what God is doing here. The one negative that I see about that church is they do a bad job of outreach. The problem is we've redefined what outreach is. The problem is we don't read the Word and understand what outreach is. What they are saying is Christian Ministries doesn't feed the homeless on a daily basis. See, we've redefined what outreach is. So anyone who isn't doing these two things isn't doing anything meaningful for the Lord. That's what we are saying. They aren't outreaching to other people. The problem is we've overlooked what the rest of the Scripture says. I want to look at two other verses. Psalms 37, 23 and Ephesians 4, 1. In Ephesians 4, 1, Paul says, "Therefore I, a prisoner for serving the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God." And I love the word calling, because the word calling refers to an inner urge, an inner gifting, an inner concern that we have. And you know, the truth is we all have a different calling because we all have different inner giftings. But what I want us to understand today is that every single one of us has a call of God on our lives to do outreach. Every single one of us should be doing outreach on a daily basis. We've just redefined what outreach is. See, God has called you. He has called you with giftings inside of you. He has called you with an inner urge. He has called you with an inner concern. And I don't know what that is for you here today. Maybe for you, you are a mom and your call is to be an incredible mom. Maybe you're a builder and that's what you do. You build things. You're good at building things. Maybe you're a nurse. Maybe you take care of people. Maybe you're an electrician and you like to handle things that could shock you literally to death. Maybe you're a salesman. You like to convince people. Maybe you're a custodian. You work in the airlines. You mow yards, secretary. I mean, we could go on and on about your inner call or your inner urge or your inner giftings, but here's what we've got to do. We've got to quit just working our jobs, and we've got to answer the call of God on our lives at that job. And if every Christ follower would see their job as outreach, then we would change the world. We would change the world because this is outreach. The other verse is Psalms 37, 23. It says, the Lord directs the steps of the godly. This is my favorite part. It says he delights in every detail of their lives. See, outreach is not once a week on Tuesday nights when you feed those who need to be fed. Outreach is not once a year, 1 week, going to Africa or Honduras. Though that is outreach, that's not the only outreach. It says God directs the steps of the godly. The godly should be every day directed by the Lord and outreaching to those around us. See, I want God to direct my every step. I don't want a step that isn't directed by God. See, because he cares about every detail. You know what this is? This is saying, God, you lead me in everything that I do. God, you direct my every step. This has to be our attitude when we go and work at the business that we work at. This has to be our attitude when we are in the military. Our guys that are answering the call in the military are doing outreach as God directs their every step to do what they are gifted to do. And you know the truth is, nothing will ever satisfy that inner itch until you do what God has called you to do. Nothing will ever do it. Working a job will never do it for you. But working that job and answering the call of God is what will fulfill you. And what this is answering the divine assignment that God has given you. And what I want everybody to know here today is that God has given you a divine assignment. My title today is Divine Assignment. Divine Assignment. Too many Christians are on this earth just existing, and they aren't answering the divine assignment that God has put them on. And what we do is we're born, and we go to school, and we go to college, and we get a degree, and we get a job, and we pay some bills, and we get married, and then we inherit some more bills, and we have 2.5 kids, and then when we get tired and have figured this thing out enough, we retire. That's exciting. And that's the exciting life that most people live here on this earth. But when I look at people in the Bible that God used, they didn't live that way. They lived on a divine assignment to where it mattered whatever they did. And it wasn't what they did, it was how they did it. See, it's not what you do, it's how you do. It's how you approach what you do. See, David was a sheep herder. He was a shepherd. He was a musician. He was a military guy. He was a politician. He was a lot like the guys that work here. he does all of it. But he wore a lot of hats. But in all of that, he wasn't working a job. He was answering a call of God on his life. Paul was a tent maker and a church planner, and he authored a few books that we still read today. Esther won the bachelor, became the queen, was a leader, and delivered God's people and saved a lot of lives. You thought the bachelor was original. It was not. Job was a prominent businessman. Jesus was a carpenter, the Son of God, that became the Savior of the world. Abraham was a businessman. We can look at everyone in the Bible. They all had jobs, but it's not what they did, it's how they approached what they did as they reached out to the people around them. Here's the problem. The problem is when I was a kid and I was struggling with surrendering my life to the Lord, I didn't want to for one reason. It's because I knew if I surrendered my life to the Lord, I would have to be a missionary to Africa. And I didn't want to be a missionary to Africa. I like clean bathrooms. I like toilet paper. I mean, there's just a lot of things that I like, and I thought, God is asking too much of me. But see, I had this misconception that if I was going to surrender my life to the Lord and be used by the Lord, then I had to sell everything and move to Africa. And that is the biggest misconception in the church today, that those are the only people that do anything special for the Lord. See, that is the Lord's work. And that couldn't be a bigger misconception, though that is the Lord's work. But outreach and being used by God is how you operate on social media. It's how you are at Walmart. It's how you are at your job. It's how you are at your school. It's how you are at the restaurant. See, how do you treat the waiter and the waitress at the restaurant, and then they know what church you go to and they know you're a Christ follower? You're either damaging your outreach or you are increasing your outreach. But see, we have seen outreach as something you clock in and clock out of. It's something you do one night a week or 1 week a year, and you send out letters for everyone to send you money so that you can go and do outreach. But outreach is when you go to the Boys and Girls Club and they see how your kids act. Outreach is when you go to the Boys and Girls Club and they see how you and your mate act, or that dad never shows up, or that mom is always there. Or, you know, outreach is how we live our lives each and every day. See, when Jesus is Lord, you're always on a divine assignment. You never clock out of your divine assignment. You never clock out. See, outreach happens every time we reach out to those around us. That's what outreach is. Outreach is living a life worthy of your calling. It is operating in a divine assignment. And if you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to Genesis chapter 39. I want to spend a little bit of time today seeing a guy who lived his life on a divine assignment. I want to look at Joseph. And I want to look at how Joseph approached where he was at. I want to look how Joseph approached his life. And in Genesis chapter 39, we're going to pick up in verse 2. And at this moment, Joseph had went to college and gotten his 4-year degree in slavery. And he was getting, and he applied and he found a job in slavery. And here he is in Potiphar's house as a slave. So he's really excited about this opportunity. And in verse 2, it says, "The Lord was with Joseph, so he succeeded in everything he did as he served in the home of the Egyptian master." Verse 3, Potiphar noticed this and realized that the Lord was with him. I want to ask you, as you do what you do, are you having success and are people noticing that God is with you? You look at this divine assignment here. It says he realized that the Lord was with Joseph. The way Joseph lived his life, Potiphar knew he was a Christian. Maybe not a Christian, a God follower. Christ hadn't come yet, but he was a God follower. Potiphar knew that he was a God follower. And it says God gave him success in everything he did. Verse 4, this pleased his boss that he was a hard worker. It pleased his boss that he had character. So he soon made Joseph his personal attendant. He put him in charge of his entire household and everything he owned. From that day, Joseph was put in charge of his master's household and property. The Lord began to bless Potiphar's household for Joseph's sake. All his household affairs ran smoothly, his crops and his livestock first. Verse 6, so Potiphar gave Joseph complete administrative responsibility over everything he owned. With Joseph there, he didn't have a thing to worry about. I want to ask you, is that how the boss views you? When you're there, they've got nothing to worry about. You are that good. You are that great of an employee. You are answering the divine assignment that God has called you to. Now, we got to think about this. How did Joseph do this? How did Joseph get sold into slavery and have this type of an approach? Well, it's because he was on a divine assignment. Joseph wasn't a slave. He was on a divine assignment. See, this is what a divine assignment does. A divine assignment changes you. It changes the way you view everything. It changes how you see life. Because everything Joseph did, he was on a divine assignment. Why? It's because Joseph wasn't living for man. He was living for God. He wasn't living for those that sold him into slavery. He was living for God. And Joseph had surrendered his life to the call of God on his life. And I want to look this morning at what a divine assignment should do in your life. I want to look at today what a divine assignment should do in your life. And the first thing a divine assignment should do in your life, it should change your approach to everything you do. A divine assignment should change your approach to everything you do. The way you approach things should be different than those around you and how they. In the break room, you just don't approach the way everybody else is talking about the ball. You just don't see it like they do because you're on a divine assignment. They're not. So you just see things different than they do. And you know what it says? Because of that, it says that Potiphar noticed Joseph. Why was Joseph noticed? You know you're only noticed for two things. You're only noticed for how amazing you're doing or how horrible you're doing. Average isn't noticed. You're overlooked when you're average. You just don't get any attention. So average is just blah. But if you're horrible, you get fired. If you're amazing, you get promoted. So you don't need the government to do that. You work hard and you approach everything with a divine assignment and you succeed in everything that you do if you follow the word of God. Joseph succeeded in everything he did. See, Potiphar noticed that he was with the Lord. See, I want to ask, how do people notice you? For how terrible you are as a worker or for how amazing you are? See, Joseph approached everything with excellence. Everything he did was on another level because he was on a divine assignment. See, everything we do should be on a whole nother level than everyone around us. I want to ask you, have you gotten tired of your job and started to slack a little bit? Do we need to have a little time out today and reevaluate how we approach our job? Do we need to start stepping it up? Have we forgot that God has placed us where we're at on purpose and for a purpose? Because this is the approach that we have to have. My area has to be the best. Why? I'm on a divine assignment. My area has to be the best. Because being on a divine assignment, like Paul said in Colossians 3:23, I'm not doing this for man. I'm doing this for God. Paul said in Colossians 3:23, slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything you do. Try to please them all the time, not just when they're watching you. Serve them sincerely. Why? Because you're doing this for the Lord. You're not doing this for man. We're doing what we are doing for the Lord. We're not doing this for man. We're not doing this for anyone else. And see, when you're on a divine assignment, you have the mindset of, I've got to get this done. I got to get this project done. This is too important. See, I've got to be there for my kids. I've got to be there on time. I got to finish this project on time. Why? Not for these people, for the Lord. I'm on a divine assignment. And do you know when you start to stand out on the job, you start to stand out for the Lord? That's what happened for Joseph. And it doesn't matter what you're doing. I want to encourage you this morning, never ask, do I like this? Ask, has God called me to do this assignment? In fact, flip down just a little bit to verse 19 of Genesis chapter 39. And this is my favorite. Here's Joseph doing what he's called to do, having success at everything, having integrity and character, and he gets falsely accused and imprisoned. Verse 20. So Potiphar took Joseph, threw him into prison where the king's prisoners were held, and there he remained. Verse 21. But the Lord was with Joseph in the prison. And he showed him his faithful love, and the Lord made Joseph a favorite with the prison warden. Before long, the warden put Joseph in charge of all the other prisoners and over everything that happened in the prison. The warden had no worries because Joseph took care of everything. So here's Joseph could get a promotion anywhere. Put me in jail, they'll promote me. I'll be in charge of that thing before long. But see, that's the way it should be for God's people. You have me scraping gum. You have me mopping the floor. I'll be the head mop person. I'll be the head. I will be in charge. God will give me success. I don't care. You make me the teller. I'll be the head teller. It won't take long. You put me in a patrol car. I'll be the head police officer. You put me in the military. I'll be in charge. Why? Because when you are on a divine assignment, God gives you success in everything that you do. What in the world? What in the world? Joseph approached everything with excellence. He approached everything with excellence. And I love the quote from Booker T. Washington that said, no man can read the Bible and be lazy. Christianity increases a man's capacity for labor. See, when we're on a divine assignment, we should be the hardest working person, no matter the hardest working mom, dad, employee, it doesn't matter. We should be the hardest working person. Second thing that a divine assignment does, first thing is it changes our approach to our daily tasks. The second thing that a divine assignment does is it changes our attitude. A divine assignment changes our attitude. A divine assignment gives us an excitement for each day. I can't wait to get there. You get to the end of the day and you think, is this day already up? Are you serious? See, when you're approaching everything with excellence and you're working hard and you're doing what God has called you to do, you're excited to be doing that. And a divine assignment, it gives you an enthusiasm for life. It gives you an energy. See, you don't need five-hour energy. You don't need to drink a six-pack of Monsters every day. See, a divine assignment is 12-hour energy every day. See, because you're so excited to be there. People who need five-hour energy aren't on a divine assignment. They're not excited for being there. They're not ready to work hard all day long. See, when you're on a divine assignment, oh, did I miss lunch? Did I miss lunch? I'm so excited. But see, when you look forward to the one-hour lunch break, you're not on a divine assignment. See, my lunch break, it bothers my day. I got to eat. I'm upset. See, I'm so excited to be doing what God has called me to do. See, even when you don't feel well, I got to be there. I got to be there. I got to be there. I can't miss. I got to be there. I'm on a divine assignment. If I don't feel well, I got to be there. See, people who aren't on a divine assignment, they're glad when they don't feel well because they're looking for an excuse to not be at work and lie about being on a sick day. Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no vision, people perish. But it says, happy is he who keeps the law. You know, when you're walking through your vision, you're happy. You show me someone who doesn't have a vision, and you'll see why they're unhappy. They don't have a vision. They're not walking in a divine assignment. See, you're happy and you have energy. You're excited about your day. Flip over. Let's stay with Joseph here. Flip over to Genesis chapter 40. If I was to pick out one of my favorite verses or passages in the Bible, it would be Genesis chapter 40, verses 5 through 7, because it's just the silliest thing that you've ever seen in your whole life. Genesis chapter 40, verse 5, you see Joseph sitting in prison, being elevated to head prisoner, getting promotions left and right, being raised in his daily bread rations, his retirement plan, working his divine assignment. Look what it says. While they were in prison, Pharaoh's cupbearer and baker each had a dream one night. Each dream had its own meaning. Verse 6, here it goes. When Joseph saw them the next morning, he noticed something. These two guys look upset. I got to talk to them. What's up with this? They're having a bad day. This won't do. I believe God's called me to cheer him up. Hey guys, verse 7. Why you look so worried today? I got a question. What's wrong? Why you so sad? Come on, guys, it's a great day to be in prison today. Cheer up. Come on now, this won't do. Not on my cell block. Not on my watch. I'm in charge here. No frowning. Is this the silliest thing you've ever read in the whole Bible? They're in prison, Joe. Come on, man. Who walks around in prison saying, cheer up, buddy, turn that frown upside down? This will not do. See, but what do you see in that picture? What do you see? See, you see, it doesn't matter where Joseph was or what he is doing, he's on a divine assignment. You see that in his heart, you should be excited about every day. You see that in his heart, you should be happy every day. See, what does a divine assignment do in your mind? You ought to have a positive attitude about wherever you're at. See, he notices these guys, and he thinks you should have a positive attitude. See, living by a divine assignment gives you a positive attitude about everything you're doing. Do you know what a positive attitude does to those around you? It's contagious. When you have a positive attitude, it makes those around you positive. They start complaining in the break. Oh, no, this is a great day to be at work. You know, people start looking at you weird, but you have it really starts rubbing off on them. And when you have a positive attitude, you start to reach people. You think Joseph reached those guys? See, when you have a positive attitude, you reach people. People start to notice you. You walk in the dental office with a positive attitude. They say, well, what's up with you? Are you always happy like this? I tell people, yeah, absolutely. Living the dream every day. How are you doing, David? Living the dream every day. Aren't you? That's what Joseph was doing. I mean, imagine, how are you, Joe? Living the dream every day. Had a dream a long time ago, still living it. See, he had a positive attitude. See, some people just have bad attitude about everything. It doesn't matter what it is, what they're doing, what's going good in their negative, horrible attitude. And the only reason is they don't see the divine assignment that God has them on. They don't see that I got to be outreaching every day with what I put my hands to and what I do and who I say and where I go and how I do what I do. I want to ask you, do people on your job know that you're on a divine assignment? They should, because your attitude should be different than everyone around you. Number one, when we're on a divine assignment, it changes how we approach every project, everything we're doing. Number two, we're on a divine assignment, it changes our attitude. And number three, the last one, we're on a divine assignment, it changes the way you view people. Now, the key phrase is the way you view people. It doesn't change people necessarily, but it changes the way that you view people. So you stop seeing people as problems and you start seeing them as opportunities to reach out to them. That's what a divine assignment, just change it. You're no longer frustrated with those you're working with. You're excited for the opportunity to work with those that you're working. I mean, think about Joseph. Let's go back to the smile thing in prison. See, he saw this was an opportunity to say, what's going on? This was an opportunity to make a difference, to pull them aside and make a difference in their life. Now, this is outreach. Outreach is noticing those around us and speaking into their lives. See, your outreach should happen everywhere you go, not once a week, not a week, once every 5 years in your life when you go to Africa. Outreach should happen every day in your life. I want to ask you, at your work, are people better because you're there? At your job, wherever you go, in your circle, are people better because you are there? When we're shopping, when we're at the restaurant, are we rude to the waiter or waitress? Because here's the deal. We can't live like we're not on a divine assignment and then talk like we are. And this is what a lot of Christians do. We're lazy at work. We have a bad attitude. We fight with everybody around, and then we invite them to church. I got news for you. They're not coming. Don't hold your breath. Don't be shocked. They didn't show up. We missed you yesterday. They're thinking, are you there? I ain't going. But that's what we do. We live like we're not on a divine assignment. We complain. We're horrible to work with. We're horrible to be around. And then we want to talk like we're on a divine assignment. No one's going to listen to a word we say by the way we live our lives. We can't separate what we do with what we say. We're always on the clock of outreach. Outreach should be everything that we do every day. It should be who we are and how we live. See, we can't have a bad attitude and then outreach. We can't be a bad employee and then outreach. We can't be tough to get along with and then outreach. You know, I love asking people. I love seeing new people that join our church. And I love asking them, how'd you get to our church? And you know, my favorite response is when they say, well, it's the person that sold me my house. They were talking with me, and they just were so enthusiastic about this church. They said, if you buy a house here, you got to go this church. And I'm like, that's awesome. That's what it's all about right there. I love talking to someone, and you know what they said? My barber. He'd been badgering me and badgering me and badgering me about coming to church, and I just, to make him happy, I finally came. And you know, I haven't missed a service since. You know, my boss, they're a good person. Boy, they've been the best boss I have ever had. And they've been telling me, you know, you just need to get in church. You know, boy, we'd love to have you at our church. And finally, I came, and you know what? My life hadn't been the same since because of my boss reaching out to me, because he was the best boss I've ever had, not because he just badgered me to go to church. You know, it's the reason I'm here at church is because the college and career group after church would go to Sonic every time. And they were so nice, and they were so incredible, and they noticed me having a bad day, and they ministered to me, and finally I came to church, and I haven't been the same since. But not because they were rude and invited me to church, because they were amazing and they invited me to church. You know, I love hearing the unique stories of all the different ones here because of someone else that reached out through the way that they lived their daily lives. See, that's outreach. That is what church is all about. See, church is boring if you make it about religion. Church is boring if you make it about crossing off a to-do list. What'd you do this week? I went to church on Sunday. That's what I do every week. But church is amazing when you make it about relationship. Relationship here and relationship here. See, they asked Jesus, what's the greatest commandment in the Word of God? And he said, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And he said, have a relationship with God and have a relationship with people. That's amazing. You know, when you make church about relationship, it becomes exciting. Why? Because you're on a divine assignment. See, why am I coming to church? I'm coming to church so I can get filled up, so I can go out there and outreach. See, when is outreach? Every day. Everything you do. When you're at the bowling alley, you're doing outreach. When you're at the softball field, you're doing outreach. When you're at ballet lessons, you're doing outreach. When you're at guitar lessons, you're doing outreach. When you're at work, you're doing outreach. When you're at Walmart, the greatest outreach this church has. I feel like I go to Walmart, I see 45 church members every single time. Lisa says, why did it take you so long? Babe, saw the whole church, had to greet, meet, hug, kiss, you know, and do all those things. That's the greatest outreach this church has is Walmart. That's why we keep mentioning it. You're on the mission field. You don't even have to raise money. Well, you got to raise money to go to that mission field. Raise the money for missions. Where are you going? Walmart. Trying to stay as long as I can. See, church becomes exciting when you are on a divine assignment. Outreach is not 5%. Outreach is every single person you meet. Outreach is everywhere. See, a divine assignment, you start seeing people not as problems, but as opportunities for outreach. And you know what? Now that we have more seats in this building, you know what we have more opportunities for? Outreach. We have more opportunities to walk in our divine assignment, and this church should start to fill up. Why? Because we start to reach people through our divine assignment. Our church, Christian Ministries Church, ought to be the biggest outreach in this community. Because everyone doesn't have to look for special opportunities, they look for everyday opportunities. You don't have to plan outreach, you walk in outreach. See, your divine assignment is your God-given plan for outreach as you operate on the inner calling that God has put in you. And the cool thing is we're all different and we all reach different people. We all know different people. It's amazing. I love being at the barber shop and Mike starts he starts giving me the quiz of 45 different names. Hey, you know these people, these people, these people? No, I don't know those people. But you know what the cool thing is? He does. And you know what the cool thing is? I could name people that he doesn't know. But see, we all could do that. Why? Because we all have a different divine calling. We all have a different divine assignment. And outreach isn't one day a week. It's every day. But this won't happen if we're not excellent in what we do. This won't happen if we don't have a good attitude. This one, in fact, when you invite people to church, they know the one church they're not going to when they decide to go. Not that one. Because you go there and that must be how, you know how it is. Everybody at that church is like that. And then when they tell us, we say, no, it's just them. Sorry, you met them. Psalms 37:23 says, the Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives every day. Every day we've got to see our divine assignment. You know, it's humbling when you think about it, that God wants to use me, that God wants to use you, that God wants to use all of us. That is very humbling. And it should also be a little bit scary that we may be the voice and the witness that someone sees of Jesus Christ. And we've got to start seeing that. Never see what you do as unimportant. Never wake up any day and be a robot that just goes throughout your day. I want to encourage you this week to wake up and say, God, use me in everything that I do. God, here I am, use me. God, show me who is it that I need to influence this week. And here's my challenge to you today. Here's what I want to ask you. What area do you need to change so that you can walk in your divine assignment? The way we approach our job, has it been excellent or has it started to slip a little bit? Do we work hard? Are we someone that people can notice that the Lord is with us in everything that we do? Or have we started to drop to average or worse, drop to terrible in what we do? See, our approach, if we're on a divine assignment, should be to approach with excellence. Do we need to start over this week and start approaching what we do with excellence? I want to challenge you. Does your attitude need to change? Does our attitude need to change? Do we need to go from negative to positive? Do we need to start getting excited? Have we lost the excitement for what we're doing? If we've lost the excitement for our day each and every day, it's because we've lost the divine assignment that God has called us to minister to those who are in our circle. I want to ask you, do we need to change the way we view people? Do we need to start viewing people as opportunities? Do we need to get in our prayer closet and ask God, God, change me. I'm frustrated with these people that I'm working. God, change me. God, help me to see them as an opportunity of someone to reach out to. Come on, church. Let's reach out. Come on, church. Look at the seat next to you. Let's reach out. Let's start to fill this place. We didn't build this building to have a bigger stage for Brandon to play guitar on. We built this building so that more people, more families could come into this church and be reached so that multiplication could happen. Because as more people are reached and come in here, then more people are equipped to go out and reach, and then more people are reached. That is outreach. That is outreach. That is a divine assignment. God has called each and every one of us at college, at school, at work, as a mom, as a dad, in the stores, in entertainment, everywhere we go. God has called each and every one of us to walk in a divine assignment. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's stand here this morning. Let's pray over our week. Let's pray over our divine assignment this week. God, we thank you that you have not put us on this earth to just go through the motions. But God, you have put us on this earth with a purpose, with a calling, with an assignment. And God, I pray that Christian Ministries Church would be a church, would be a people that as we go out into the community, that as we get in our cars and drive out today, that we clock into outreach. That we would see the call that you have given us, the circle, the people that you've placed in our path. And God, that our attitude would be contagious to those around us. God, that our excellence, that our approach to every project, to everything that you've called us to do, that it would be with excellence, that people would notice that we are different. God, that we would see people as opportunities. God, that Christian Ministries Church would not be a church that has a once a week meeting, but it would be a church that equips its people, that reaches Jesseville and Fountain Lake and Hot Springs and Mount Pine and everywhere around here, God, that Christian Ministries Church would be the biggest outreach in this community. God, I thank you for the divine assignment you've placed in our hearts. Send us out ready to minister to your people. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope that you have been blessed, encouraged, and motivated by today's message. If you are interested in more messages by the pastors at CM Church, please log on to our website at www.cmchurch.com and click on our podcast link. You can also purchase series and other messages at our online store.